Well, I don't want to stereotype, but your people are known for political maneuvering.
He chuckled. It was a warm, rich, happy sound, and Tahiri instantly wanted to hear it again.
You've the makings of a diplomat.
Oh, trust me, not really.
Let me put it this way. Sometimes certain clans want certain outcomes in trials. Sometimes that means a verdict of not guilty for my client, which of course I desire as well, providing I believe that said client is in truth not guilty. I've never taken on a case where I don't believe with my whole heart that that being is truly innocent. And I can assure you, I never shall.
His voice rose with the passion of his beliefs, and his face went from pleasant to intense and righteous. Tahiri stared at him. She felt a strange catch in her throat, and the hairs at the back of her neck rose.
I am, however, enough of a son of Bothawi to want to be on the winning side.
He gave her a somewhat abashed smile.
I do not take on cases I believe I cannot win. And most certainly, I would not come out of retirement and leave my comfortable professorial position for one.
That's very comforting to know.
He beamed at her for a moment, reached across the table and patted her hand, then turned to business. He pulled off his gloves with quick, precise movements, opened the case, and pulled out.
Flimsy?
Of course.
He reached into the bag and pulled out a datapad.
I do have datapads, my dear. Never fear, I'm not entirely out of date. I simply prefer to have the feel of something a little more permanent in my hands. Data can be erased. Ink is a little harder.
He handed her one of the datapads.
All the information on your case is there. I have the same documents here.
Andy indicated the flimsy.
All written down in that ink I so love. We can go through it together.
Irmuth shuffled through the papers, carefully setting aside a blank piece and a writing instrument.
Now, my dear,
he said, looking at her kindly,
tell me everything.